Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, we always try to bring you the most interesting stuff, and you really delivered this time.
Oh, yeah.
With this this webinar recording from March 13th, 2025.
Super recent.
So just last week. And, you know, the topic is U.S.-Canada relations.
Huge topic.
A huge topic.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to look at how it's impacting consumers and businesses.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fascinating because the data here is like hot off the presses. We've got surveys from the Angus Reid Group and their forum.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they were looking at the general public in both Canada and the U.S., but then also they got the perspective of Canadian businesses.
Okay.
Small and medium sized businesses. And then they even talked to some decision makers at like larger corporations.
So we're getting like a full picture here.
Yeah. A 360-degree view.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to be looking at consumer sentiment, right?
Yeah.
Like, how are people feeling? What's the impact on businesses? And then this whole, you know, interplay between national pride and economic realities.
Yeah. It's like pride versus your wallet.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which one wins?
All right. Well, let's dive in.
Okay. So starting with the citizen perspective.
Okay.
You know, Canadians are experiencing a lot of negative emotions right now, like anger and frustration.
Oh, wow.
Towards current events. And, you know, the tariff details weren't specifically in this data yet.
Okay.
But you can feel the tension.
Right, right.
Like the context is there.
I mean, it's palpable, yeah.
It's palpable, exactly.
Okay, so what are...
And one thing to remember is that when this data was collected, Canadians' top concern was the cost of living.
That makes sense.
So I think that really frames how they're looking at this whole situation.
Right. So any sort of economic, like, ripples from this are going to be...
Oh, yeah.
Extra.
Magnified.
Magnified, yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that job security is a big worry for both Canadians and Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half of employed people in both countries...
Oh, wow.
...said they were worried about their jobs.
That's a lot. That's significant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's really interesting. And then we get into this idea of national pride.
Yeah, national pride. So Canadians right now, way more proud of their country than Americans.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it's not even uniform across Canada.
Oh, okay.
So Alberta and Saskatchewan are a little bit less proud than other provinces.
Okay.
But Quebec, they're like super proud.
Yeah.
Like way more than other provinces.
So, you know, that makes you wonder, like, are these external pressures actually like unifying different regions in different ways?
Yeah, it's a good question. And here's another layer to that. There's a huge generational divide.
Oh, wow.
When it comes to national pride in Canada.
So what does that tell us? I mean, is this...
Well, it makes you think, like, maybe this isn't just about the current events.
Right.
Maybe this is, like, exacerbating existing tensions between different age groups.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how will this affect things, you know, 5-10 years down the line?
Exactly. Who knows what the long-term impact will be?
Right. Okay. So we've got Canadians feeling angry and frustrated.
Yes.
They're worried about the cost of living. They're worried about their jobs.
Yeah.
And they're also very proud.
Very proud. Yes.
So how closely are people actually following this whole thing?
Well, I mean, not surprisingly, Canadians are paying more attention than Americans.
Okay.
But a majority in both countries are still tuned in.
So people are aware.
They're aware, yeah.
They're paying attention.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you look at the perceived impact.
Okay.
So Canadians are more likely to say that these tariffs are already hurting the economy.
Really?
Yeah. But when you ask employed people in both countries about their personal finances or job security, the level of concern is pretty similar.
So there's a disconnect there. Like, Canadians think the national economy is taking a hit.
Right.
But they're not necessarily feeling it in their own pocketbooks yet.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about these tariffs.
The tariffs, yeah.
So they were referred to in the webinar as the Trump tariffs.
Right, from the previous administration.
Right, exactly. And it seems like Americans overall don't really strongly support them.
Yeah, there's not a ton of enthusiasm for them, but the interesting group is that kind of mushy middle.
The mushy middle.
The people who are like somewhat supportive or somewhat opposed.
Yeah, that's on the fence.
Yeah, they could go either way.
Right, okay.
So it'll be interesting to see as these tariffs have more real world impact.
Right.
How those people's opinions evolve.
Okay.
Now on the Canadian side, they're definitely more activated.
What do you mean?
Like they're making changes in their behavior.
Okay.
Like a lot of Americans say they're buying more American products.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. But in Canada, like almost 3 out of 5 Canadians say they're delaying or canceling trips to the U.S.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a big impact.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's way more than Americans who are putting off trips to Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that really shows you
yeah.
like how Canadians are responding to this.
It's like a gut reaction. And it's not just about spending money. A lot of Canadians are going online and posting comments.
Like,
yeah, in support of Canada.
And it's like a patriotic.
Yeah, it's very patriotic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then they have these examples of brand impact, which I thought were really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So Canadian Tire.
Very Canadian.
Very Canadian, right.
Yeah.
They're seeing an increase in spending from about a quarter of their customers.
Yeah.
But Starbucks.
Not so Canadian.
Not so Canadian.
Huh?
Is experiencing cutbacks or people just stopping buying there altogether.
Wow.
From like half of their Canadian customers.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah. It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And it really shows you like how this sentiment is actually playing out.
It's not just talk.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then they talked about this idea of the cost of pride.
The cost of pride. Yeah.
So they asked Canadians, you know, imagine a $100 basket of goods and the price is going up.
Mm-hmm.
At what point would you rather Canada just give in?
Concede. Yeah.
Yeah. Concede to the U.S. demands.
Yeah. And 57% of Canadians said if that basket of goods went up by 20%.
20%.
That's their limit.
Okay. So that's like a tipping point.
Yeah. Economics wins.
Wow.
Over pride. At least for that majority.
Okay.
But then 15% said they would hold out even if the price went up by 50%.
Wow. So that's
diehards.
The diehards. Yeah. They're committed.
Yeah. Committed to the cause.
Okay. So what about potential future actions and reactions? What are people expecting?
Well, Canadians seem to think that the U.S. might restrict Canadians from buying property there.
Oh, wow.
Or even cut diplomatic ties.
Really?
Yeah. But Americans don't really support those actions.
Okay.
Except for that property thing.
That one's
got a little bit more support.
Okay, interesting. And then there was this really, like, concerning data point.
Oh, yeah.
Where they asked about, like, sending troops into Canada.
Yeah.
And thankfully, the percentages were very small.
Very small, yeah.
But it's still, like...
It's still there.
It's still there in people's minds.
Yeah, it shows you the level of anxiety.
Yeah, it's worrying. Okay, so let's shift gears and talk about Canadian businesses.
Yeah, so they actually have even more national pride than the general public.
Really?
Yeah, which, you know, maybe that means they're more willing to kind of weather the storm.
To take the hit.
Yeah, to take the hit.
Okay.
But here's the thing, 44% of them say their business is already being negatively impacted.
Okay.
And 65% think it's going to get worse in the next month.
Oh, wow. So it's a big jump.
A big jump, yeah. Yeah. So what are they doing about it? Well, it seems like they're mostly in a defensive mode.
Defensive.
Yeah. Pausing investments, adjusting their supply chains.
Okay.
And they're really trying to avoid doing things that would hurt their customers.
Like raising prices?
Yeah, like raising prices or laying people off.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But for how long can they do that?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like how long can they hold out?
Yeah. So they were also asked what they want the government to do.
Oh, okay. What do they say?
Well, they want the government to get rid of interprovincial trade barriers.
So make it easier to do business within Canada.
Exactly. Simplify everything, lower business taxes.
Right.
And really push Canadians to buy Canadian products.
So it's all about like bolstering the domestic market.
Exactly. And just like with the consumers, they asked businesses about that cost of pride idea.
Okay.
So for every $100 in operating costs, how much of an increase would they be willing to tolerate before saying, okay, Canada, just concede?
Okay.
And it's pretty similar to the consumer data.
Okay.
51% said 20% is their limit.
Okay.
And if the increase hit 30%, then it jumps to 64% who would say, all right, just give in.
Okay.
But just like with the consumers, a quarter of businesses said they would hold out even if the increase was 50%.
Wow. So that's pretty impressive.
It is, yeah. Maybe they have a longer term view. Maybe they can just absorb the losses for a while.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah. And then finally, they talked about hopefulness.
Okay. Are people hopeful?
Well, it's interesting. The overall sentiment is kind of negative.
Okay.
But it's split right down the middle. Yeah.
50% hopeless, 50% hopeful.
So there's still some optimism.
Yeah, some optimism, or maybe just belief in Canada's ability to get through this.
Okay.
And it's worth noting that Quebec was a little less hopeful than other provinces.
Okay.
And the generational divide wasn't as big on this issue.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So big picture, what are the key takeaways here?
So we're seeing citizens in both the U.S. and Canada really engaged with this issue, making real changes in their behavior. National pride is a big factor.
It is, yeah.
But it has its limits.
Right.
Most people and businesses have a price.
A breaking point.
A breaking point, yeah. And Canadian businesses, even though they're super proud,
right,
they're feeling the pinch and they're worried about the future.
Yeah. I mean, this is all based on data from just last week.
Exactly.
So who knows what's going to happen next?
Yeah, this is a moving target.
It is. So we'll have to keep an eye on it.
Definitely.
And with that in mind, here's something for you all to consider.
We've seen that both people and businesses are sensitive to these price increases.
Yeah.
So what does that say about national identity and economic resilience?
Well, long term, yeah.
Yeah, in both Canada and the U.S.
Good question.
Like, how deep does this national pride really go when it starts to hit people in their wallets?
Right.
So, something to think about.
Definitely.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.